Is that Brittany Cartwright back on our television screen?
What the hell?
I was on your television screen last year in slides. I decided to go with heels today.
Katie loves to just start shit. That's what she does. She sits at home, just plays on her phone, reads something on Reddit or some bullshit gossip thing, and she'll like to shit, tell Sheena, tell Lala, and start the rumor train. That's what she does. Yeah, she's spreading all types of shit. Can you remind me what it was again, though?
Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Look at Jocks and Brittany.
There's still stories about him running around town.
I think in his mind he thinks he can slay, but I think the reality is he's aged out of the system.
You couldn't tell all these people who are your stans to say, like, I love Sheena, she's a great friend. Everyone knock it off.
This is called consequences of your actions. No one has to jump to your defense because you continually act like a buffoon.
If Ariana would have been there and you hadn't, Ariana would have been in that photo with Tom Sandoval.
I'm just a bitch in these streets trying to rebrand and get a sperm donor.
We're bumping and expecting a baby in September.
I could be your baby daddy.
You can be my baby daddy.
The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
Lala, Brittany, let's talk about sperm.
My favorite topic.
Sperm.
I'm just a bitch in these streets trying to rebrand and get a sperm donor.
Why don't you just wait till you meet somebody else?
Because I don't want a baby daddy.
Listen.
It's not happening. There's no changing my mind.
Secured the donor, and in October, I had taken out my IUD and we started like tracking my ovulation and things like that. And in December, we did the first round of IUI and I got lucky and it took. So we're bumping. We're bumping and expecting a baby in September.
You're pregnant.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We don't know what we're having quite yet. My group, the communal. Baby, what is it? Baby watcher. You can't be my baby daddy. So I'll find out in like a couple of weeks, I think.
Do you have a due date already?
My due date is September 1st, which is wild because my birthday is September 2nd.
Yeah. I'm so proud of her. I think that so many women are going to look up to her and be like, wow, relate and think that if you could do it by yourself, then so can they. And I think you're just going to be a huge role model to so many people out there.
I'm so proud of her for doing this and for being so open about it because it comes with so much judgment.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, she just wants to bring a kid into this world that she can give unconditional love to. And I think it's so amazing.
I think it was the best decision for herself. She knew she wanted a baby. She wasn't ready to trust a man, any man, or even get to that point. And she wanted to do it on her own. And thank God she has the loving support of not only her mom, but her brother. Hell yes.
I think it's great.
I think it's great
because one, dating is probably trash right now. I don't even know, but like dating, I can't even imagine, it's ghetto out there. Who wants to deal with that? Like, why wait? If you want a child, do it on your own.
I feel like the moment I was done with my relationship, I had started thinking about how I wanted to bring my second baby into the mix. Like, I saw my daughter being raised with my friend's kids, and we like manifested that and made that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always pictured Ocean having a similar situation to like me and my brother and just being close in age. So when my life kind of went south, it was like, oh, this is going to kind of put a damper on things. But I know that there's got to be other options. I've been a single parent for Ocean's entire life.
Yeah.
You think about it, like, he was never around even when we were together. Like, I've always been a single parent.
For sure.
So that part didn't scare me. And when my mom brought up, like, what about a donor, it just kind of seemed like a no-brainer. And I didn't think twice about it. It was like, hold up, I can get the baby. I don't have to deal with the 50-50 chance of it working out. Because even if you have like a great relationship and you separate, you still have to share your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that is gut-wrenching. And I never want to experience that ever again in my whole life.
She'll find love. She's so vulnerable. I don't think she's callous or closed off, but she just right now, she knows exactly what she wants.
She just wants a baby. She doesn't want the man.
Yeah.
She's got a man. Lisa.
I have such a stellar support system, whether it's like my blood-related family or my friends. I don't feel like a single parent.
Yeah, you're going to be
feel
just
like
fine.
I got all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And really all a kid needs is like all the love in the world.
Yes.
And we're covered with
that. Yeah.
Jax, Katie heard some rumors about you.
Katie loves to just start shit. That's what she does. She sits at home, just plays on her phone, reads something on Reddit or some bullshit gossip thing, and she'll like shit, tell Sheena, tell Lala, and start the rumor train. That's what she does. Yeah, she's spreading all types of shit. Can you remind me what it was again, though?
There's still stories about him running around town.
Oh, I've heard. No, it's beyond.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Anytime there's like a blind item about someone on our show, it's about former bar star who is trying to like be a reformed family man. Like it's very alluding to, it's very easy to figure. And it's like literally being posted to like thousands of people that follow. It's like, it's not specific for me coming to me. I'm not the one that's like creating these rumors. It's like, it's literally anyone can see it. And thousands of people have seen it. Like I'm not special.
I think there was one comment on Reddit that he followed like a bottle service girl or something from a job that he had in Atlantic City. And because someone saw that he followed someone new and he was just there, they put those pieces together that he must have cheated on Britney. I think that is the only thing that I heard or saw.
I had an appearance in Atlantic City. And the lady who hires me, she takes pictures with everybody that she hires to be at their table. You know, any kind of celebrity or whatever that comes in, you take a picture with the person that runs it. That's normal.
When you see blind items about people that you know, you're gonna send them to people that you know. So I sent it to Lala, and she asked me, she goes, is this true? And I was like, personally, I f***ing think so, but what do I know?
I can tell you, he is 100% not cheating.
I'm with Jackson Brittany literally almost daily, and I've never heard anything. I've never thought that, and I would be the very first person to call him out if I thought so, and I would tell Brittany. But I never heard any of this until it came from Katie, Reddit, then Janet, mm-hmm. the self-proclaimed Reddit troll who like was able to debunk it.
I very much dug into it before I called Brittany, and I was like, because I don't want to be like, I don't think it's anything and have it end up being something. Yeah. So I was like, all right, this is what I did my detective work.
Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing.
It's just an extra cozy picture that mm-hmm. shouldn't have looked that cozy.
Yeah.
We went and found all the photos, figured it out, and it was a girl that he worked or that he was doing a job with, and it was like the bar owner's wife or whatever who was also there. The husband was there too.
The bar owner's wives.
There's just no way he's cheating. Number one, someone would come forward. It is too big of a thing. But number two, it's just that's not him anymore in that regard. Like, he's not gonna cheat anymore. That's where, when everybody's like, has he changed really? In that way, 100%, I don't think he's cheating.
I don't think he would risk losing Cruz.
Exactly.
He loves Cruz so much that he would not put all that on the line for some fun one night with a random girl.
I think in his mind, he thinks he can slay, but I think the reality is he's aged out of the system. He's just living in his best prime in his mind, you know?
I think
that man has enough sense about him to be like, I've got a good life here. Let's not f*** this up. But I could if I wanted to, but you know what I mean?
I can't see Jax pulling that off. I don't think he has the bandwidth.
He gets caught every time he cheats.
No kidding.
I did go to Vegas and have relations with somebody else.
So you had sex with Jax?
Yes.
You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true.
Rotten hill.
I think now as a dad and, you know, the amount of weed he smokes on the couch watching TV, I don't know when he would have the time.
Brittany also is fully logged into Jax's Instagram. She has his passwords. She could check his DMs, his texts whenever. There's nothing there.
He might be an asshole, but he's not a cheater anymore.
Oh, I heard he was doing this. Like, shut up, Katie. She loves to find misery in other people or make misery and then just, you know, stir her pot in it. That's what she does.
So those rumors were completely fabricated, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes they're like totally made up and bullshit. But like there was the blind item last year that was called A Tale of Two Toms. And it was about how the current Tom was a ruse, like a fake out as a cover for the other one. And I remember being like, what the f***? And I like read it to him. I was like, can you believe this? He was probably shitting his pants.
Sheena, you caught some heat over a photo because you were standing next to Sandoval.
What were the things that you were seeing people say about you online when that photo
Flip
got posted?
Lip flopper, disloyal, bad friend, not a girl's girl, Stassi was right about you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just taking a photo with some girl we met on the street. It's her birthday. She wanted everyone in it. We all stand there, and then I'm like, oh, he's there. Okay, smile, and that was it.
And if Ariana would have been there and you hadn't, Ariana would have been in that photo with Tom Sandoval because we're kind to our fans. Right. Without our fans, we wouldn't have a show.
I mean, just taking a photo with your castmates, like, that's obviously what was happening there. I mean, I wasn't there, but that's what it sounds like to me. Did Ariana get upset?
No, but she didn't defend her.
You couldn't tell all these people who are your stans to say, like, I love Sheena, she's a great friend, everyone knock it off?
I guess I could.
I think that would have been nice.
I didn't think about it. I've never been like, oh, Katie got a mean comment on her Instagram, so I'm gonna go on my Instagram and make a big deal about, oh, I don't know, I just feel like it's a backfire.
It just was wild to me that, like, because Ariana stays scrolling too. Like, I've been with her, she knows everything that's being talked about at all times in the comment section. So for me, it was like, here your friend is being dragged and people are dragging her on your behalf. Like, you need to say something. Sheena caught a restraining order on your behalf when she found out. And you can't do a little post that says, like, Sheena's a great friend, back off.
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing to me.
I'm of the idea that if you ignore it, it goes away. People move on and it's whatever. So, but then when Lala brought that up and it became clear that it was something that was very important to her, then I did post something because I was like, well, I don't want her to think that I'm like purposely not posting something as some sort of attack or something. And I did end up posting after the fact because I was like, okay, it wasn't really.
You were bullied into doing
it. I wasn't. Well, I also like, you know, yeah.
But like, this is called consequences of your actions, and you don't have like what no one has to jump to your defense because you continually act like a buffoon.
Do you think taking a photo with a fan is really like that?
If you're gonna be like defense? Like if I'm next to him, I'm like you got to think about that. If you don't want to be called out, like if you, like I'm sorry, but like from that point on, then it's like your life is beautiful, hanging out with him. You're in his hotel, hanging out with him. Like it's become a pattern, a series. And you're like, everyone's being so mean to me because I keep hanging out with him. And like, I don't know why. Like, I just keep accidentally, purposely hanging out with him on my own accord. Like, ma'am, when we took a picture with a fan in San Francisco, he got next to me and I was like, literally like, ooh. Like, I was like, I'm not going to be like putting my arm around him. Like, you don't need to do that. I feel like,
obviously, we weren't there. So we don't know like what the climate was. We don't know. There was also like a video where they were all like, walking together pretty like gleefully, making jokes about how like winter is coming, whatever.
I'm sorry, I would, if someone asked me to do that, I'd be like.
It would have meant a little more if it was her idea, but the fact that she still did it, she didn't have to do it, I appreciated that. But I know it was because Lala really put it in perspective that she should.
Sometimes it takes an outsider to shed perspective for you.
Yeah. That's
to
true.
Do something. Ariana didn't have to. I could have told her how I felt, and she could have gone about her merry way.
Yeah.
She didn't. She took it, she processed it, and then she made the decision to defend Sheena.
Well, I'm glad that she did.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sheena, you said Ariana and Sandoval's relationship was over before the affair.
I mean, I think they've both admitted that they weren't happy together for a long time. They just didn't really show it.
Do you think he's more sad about losing your friendship than actually being out of a relationship with Ariana?
Honestly, yes. Because he was so unhappy with her for so long. They didn't vocalize it. They didn't tell a lot of people. But for months leading up to that, I had been hearing things. I took Ariana to lunch. I sat her down. I even straight up asked her if she thought anything was going on with Tom and Raquel because we had heard, you know, all the stuff we heard last season. And I was concerned for her. And she made me feel like, no, everything is good. We've had a great conversation. We've been intimate recently. And things are so much better. And I was like, okay, good. We all go through rough patches.
I can kind of get like how you get into this like friendship, like roommate type situation.
Totally.
And then like you just feel like you are kind of stuck a little bit. Not that I am, but like I feel that way sometimes. If me and Jax are going through our hard times, like it can be very hard to separate that. Like I'm thinking, like, am I gonna lose all this stuff that I've built? Am I, you know, gonna be
it's
okay?
Really scary. It's
it can be very scary, very hard. So I understand, honestly.
They would get in little fights, like maybe they weren't in the best place, but they weren't in a place where it seemed like they were done. I mean, a 10-year relationship. It's kind of normal to have highs and lows.
I thought they were happy. Like, I was around them. Jason and I went out with Ariana, Tom, Raquel, Sheena, a big group, like, 3 weeks before everything broke. And
you would never know.
No.
There was always, like, okay, Ariana's always at home. Tom is always out. It was just a weird dynamic. They never wanted to talk about the relationship on VPR, and that was always like a point of contention. And so when everything went down, was it terrible? Absolutely. But was I surprised? I mean, again, I'm best friends with Kristen. The pattern was there, so I was not surprised.
I knew like that there was always like rumors or things going on, like working at Sir, like their relationship, there's always something. But being on a TV show, there's always gonna be somebody throwing some shit out there. So I didn't think anything of it because I've seen them together, they look like they're great. But then like, you know, we were hanging out, we were at Coachella and like other music festivals and things are happening. And I'm just like, this is weird that like he's so like flirty or touchy with Raquel. And then like at people like, don't worry, no, like they're like brother, sister. And I'm like, that's just weird. But whatever, what do I know?
I think over time, what was cute about Tom and fun about Tom, 9 years later, even 7, 8 years later, it's not fun and cute anymore. Mm-hmm. When you're in your 40s and waking up every morning and dealing with the partying and the lack of responsibilities. And it's one thing, for example, to want an assistant to help you out because you're busy, but mm-hmm. it's quite another to have an assistant because you can't open your own mail, wipe your own ass, or clean your own kitchen. And for f- sake, that's not who Ariana is. She yeah. wanted to do everything that she's doing right now. And I think Tom would have just dragged her down and she never would have had this.
He was dragging her down. And I also feel like that's a reason yeah. why they didn't open up to the friend group, because maybe they felt like if we can work through this privately, eventually it'll get better and we never have to tell anyone that we went through this hard time. Or we could be like, you know what, last year, shit wasn't that good, but we're good now. And
because they know what everyone would have said.
Yeah.
It would have been a response even from Tom Schwartz. Mm-hmm. It would have been a wishy-washy one from Tom Schwartz, but he still would have agreed with everybody in yeah. the group.
Sheena, at Ladies Lunch, you said there could have been a lot of reasons why Ariana and Sandoval stayed together.
I think they did what I've been guilty of for a long time, and you try to paint a pretty public picture and then deal with it privately. So I can't even judge them for that, because I know I did that in my first marriage as well.
No one ever knows what it's like behind closed doors. Literally no one. Not your own family. Like, not your mom,
your
who
therapist.
You're with all the time. Maybe your therapist. Truly, that's a great point. Yeah. And I think even one's own therapist might not get it unless they have the other person's
totally.
Perspective. So mm-hmm. it is really easy to speculate on any couple for the viewers and the fans when they've seen this entire like longevity of their relationship. So it's very easy to go back and judge based on what they've seen before. And they're not wrong for it, because that's what they know. But even as their friends, it's kind of in the same boat.
Why do you think Ariana stayed?
You don't really know until you're in it.
People
you know,
stay,
you can't judge because you
have
don't.
Babies.
Literally, look at Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
They got married and had a baby.
You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true.
Rotten Hill.
Make me the happiest man in the world and be my wife.
Yes!
I could not believe that when they did.
It's very easy to judge Jax and Brittany knowing what I know before their marriage and before Cruz. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Brittany's a grown woman with a husband and a child, and she can make decisions for herself, choices for herself, and my job is to be Brittany's friend.
We can put all the happy stuff on Instagram that we want to, but people don't really know what's going on unless you're with them 24/7. And honestly, like, I've always loved Ariana so much, but like, we had not been so close because Jax and Tom fell out so much. So I hadn't really been around Tom and Ariana in a very long time, actually, since I wasn't doing Vanderpump Rules and we weren't seeing each other that much. So I didn't really know that much about their relationship until this came out. And then I was like, oh God,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I didn't see hardly anything. So I thought they were fine from being an outsider kind of at that time.
Nobody knows what you're going through
yeah.
unless you're in bed with that person. Like, it just doesn't.
I agree.
But everybody has an opinion
yeah.
in our world.
It's impossible to know what somebody's going through unless you are the closest of guy friends and they're like, you know, you're having these conversations like, what should I do? What should I do? But, you know, you can go down to even like affection in the house.
Right.
You know, a morning hug, a morning kiss. Once that disappears, everything else starts to trickle away
yeah.
too. And you don't know that unless you're at, you know, the counter having coffee in
yeah.
the morning.
Yeah.
There were so many times that I wanted to leave my ex. Like, nothing had happened. I just like was not happy with him anymore.
And those were the things that made me stay. Like, we have the podcast. We have, like, all of these things that I feel like were so intertwined. Like, how am I supposed to leave? Until, like, it was so undeniable that I had to leave, yeah. And we'll deal with the rest later. So I could understand why Sandoval would feel a little bit stuck.
The truth is that you were already
having... You put pressure on me to stay in the relationship.
Tom should have definitely stopped the relationship before what he did.
Yeah, I think the time to end the relationship is when you want to put your dick in the friend.
Exactly.
That's the time to call
exactly.
it.
And we're all on the new show called The Valley. The Valley.
We failed at that. Should we try it again? Yeah. You start us off and then we'll say The Valley with you.
Okay. And we're all in the new show called The Valley.
I'm so glad to be back with Jax Taylor. Tell me about life in the Valley.
Am I looking at you or down the camera?
Looking at me, yeah.
Okay, sorry, this group of people has been in my life for some time now.
Everybody pretty much knows everybody. We actually met Daniel and Nia because Jax went to a football game with Bo, Stassi's husband, and Teddy Mellencamp and them had like a suite, and that's how they met Daniel.
What's up, guys? My name's Danny Bucco, and from
Who are you
Three
talking
Rivers,
to,
Michigan.
By the way,
I'm
when
talking
you say
to
guys,
you.
It's like, there's just one of me. I'm
just talking to you, man.
He's talking to his fans.
He thinks he's auditioning for a Cheetos commercial.
I am an actor and a voice actor, and I am married to Nia.
Danny, I know from way back Hollywood days. Nia, I've known for years.
Hi, I'm Nia Sanchez, married to Daniel Bucco. Daniel and I are newest to the group because we met everybody a little like 2.5 years ago at a New Year's Eve party that Jax and Brittany were hosting. So I knew Raquel, now Rachel, from the pageant world. So back in the day when she was a teen competing, I knew her. I was a judge at one of her pageants years and years ago, and then I coached her recently before the last Miss California pageant.
And that was the pageant that Tom was and Ariana went to, right? And we're like
yes.
cheering her on.
Yeah, I remember like, that. I think those people from that show are here supporting her.
Small world.
Small
it?
World, Wild. Then it all comes full circle.
Yeah.
It was a really fun experience to get to film a different show with an extension of my friend group, Janet and Jason. You know, this is my friend group as well.
I'm Janet the Taylor. I've been an NPC, as I like to say, a non-playable character. I forget what season it is, maybe 7 or something. I helped Sheena, Danica, and Charlie make their sur dresses tight and short.
All right, I have the sewing machine. You want me to set it up over here?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I'd rather help you than have you guys pay for these.
I met Sheena in 2017. She was the first person I made new friends with when I moved to LA. So I met her at a pool party, and we ended up drinking a lot together that day. And
I've heard about this.
Yeah, her family, I feel like, is a second family to me here. I've always told her mom, Erica, that if I get arrested, she's going to be the person I call.
She's awesome.
Yeah, and then basically through Sheena, met everybody else and have been pretty close to everybody, minus Tom Sandoval now, for a long time. I'm Janet Caperna now, I guess. I'm done tailoring the sur dresses.
My name is Jason Caperna. I am an attorney here in Los Angeles, California. I used to be really good friends with Tom Sandoval. I haven't spoken to him in about 10 months or so, I guess.
You're not allowed to speak to him.
Since something. I honestly don't want to. I don't really want to, honestly.
Jesse and Michelle recently sold me my house in the Valley.
I am Jesse Lally. I'm a luxury real estate agent in Beverly Hills. I'm married to Michelle. We have a daughter, Isabella, and we do not live in the Valley. Jax lived in my living room on 16th Street, New York, about 22 years ago. We were both with the same modeling agency at the time. He needed a place to crash. So there were two guys living in a one bedroom and Jax living in the living room. We've been friends ever since. And then right before COVID, early 2020, Jax organized a ski trip to Mammoth. And then when Sandoval agreed to come, Jax canceled. So it was me, Sandoval, Schwartz, and a bunch of the other guys. And I had never really spoken to Sandoval very much. We kind of connected the most on the trip. I've been kind of hanging out with them ever since. My wife became really close to Brittany and Kristen.
I'm Michelle Lally, married to Jesse Lally. I met Brittany and her and I clicked immediately. We were both Hooter girls once upon a time ago.
That's wild to me that you were a Hooters girl.
I know, no, I usually don't tell people, but now everyone's gonna know.
This is kind of more of the parent group. Mm-hmm. You know, with Jax and Brittany, Jesse and Michelle, our kids are all around the same age.
And now Janet and Jason.
And now Janet and Jason have a baby.
Yeah. And I'm working really hard.
My name is Luke. I'm Kristen's boyfriend. And that's how you'll start to get to know me. Live in Colorado most of the time, but I've been coming out here and trying to assimilate with this Vanderpump crowd for the last couple years now.
My name is Zach. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Brittany and I are best friends from back home.
Zach was my friend from college days.
So he's been on Vanderpump,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's been on Vanderpump, and he was my friend before I moved here. So he's been around. He took care of me whenever I had my boob job on Vanderpump Rules. So he's literally been here that whole entire time.
Jasmine, I've been friends with forever.
My name is Jasmine. You might remember me from The Bachelor. I used to work at Sir. I was a host, and that's kind of how I got involved in this crazy group.
Yeah, I know all of them. Pretty close friends with everybody, as I think Tom is mostly too. Yeah, I like that squad. Even before that crew was on a show, I know within that little squad or whatever you want to call it, there was always drama.
James, remember the sunglasses that Tom gave you?
Yes, how could I forget? Well, I lost them that night, so but I'll never forget.
What happened with them?
So we're just walking in to see next Tuesday. Like, obviously, Sandoval shows up, you know. He has to make himself the center of attention, is, like, talking to me, and then we're in the conversation. So, like, he just, like, he's, like, sees me, like, I'm looking at him, and I think he's got the glasses, like, either here dangling or on his head. And, like, I don't know. Maybe I looked at them because they're just like, how could you not, right? And he, like, notices, like, oh, yeah, James likes these glasses, right?
He gave you a pair of Gucci's and they got nicked?
No, they were girl glasses. They were Chloe girl
I'll
glasses.
Wear girl
they
look
like,
all day.
I know. Well, look at your bloody shoes, God's sakes. Of course you would. So like, he's like, hey, you know, he takes them slowly off his head. He gives them, like, a 10-second stare, you know? He gives them a farewell, if you will.
Yeah.
It's so cringe. It's so cringe. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yep.
Oh, my gosh, it's giving, what's his name? Elton John.
Elton John.
They
He probably spent $500 on them that afternoon. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, thanks. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a nice thought. And look, I'm not taking any of the nice things that he's done, right? Like that. Like, oh yeah, you like this shirt? Like, oh, you like this glasses? Like, it's always a pair of glasses on, though, honestly. Like, yeah. Schwartz, he knows Schwartz likes his running shoes.
I brought you a gift.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. My favorite running shoes.
And he knows that, like, I like the glasses and the bracelets and, like, the rings.
That's
know
where, that? like, that's what he, that's how he brings you in. And you're like, oh, that's such a caring gesture, but it's just the whole, the orchestrated setup of, like, the...
I've f***ing evolved from taking the glasses off your f***ing face and putting them on my face. Like, first of all, can we wipe them off? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what is this? It's 2024 now. Like, this is weird. Like, I'm not gonna wear them.
That was his peace
offering.
Offering,
let's break the ice. It's your party, here's my gift. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what he's trying to do. Like, you know, maybe he just wanted a good night.
I can't wait for somebody to post those glasses on their face and tag us.
Yes! Who stole the glasses?
just you can keep them, just show us them.
I'll sign them, yeah. Bring them to the next scene next Tuesday for a free entry.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Have you guys gotten gifts from Sandoval? Sheena?
The kids did.
The kids did. And Ocean loved her gift.
What did he give her?
He just gave her these, like, building blocks. They were super cute and colorful. Ocean was really into them. I thought it was kind. But then I go to, like, of course, you hit me where I'm the most sensitive. Mm-hmm. Give the kid the gift, you know?
Yeah.
Was this for Ocean's birthday or was just, like,
just a random, here you go, here's a gift for Ocean. Has never acknowledged her presence ever, telling me that I was dumb enough to go have a baby with someone or something along those lines, to giving me gifts for Ocean. And I'm like, okay, like, I know the game you're playing. This seems very familiar, but hey, I'll take the gift. When you can't win them over, you just throw shiny things at them. Like, what's the shiny thing? Oh, her baby. Let's get a gift for the baby. She'll really think that's sweet. No, like, thank you, but I'm seeing through this.
What did he give you?
It was this interactive map where you push it and it tells you the country and all of the things.
I think I could use that, actually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.